This is a People First Radio podcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
This is People First Radio at the 6th Annual Nanaimo Fringe Festival. It runs from Thursday, August 11th to Sunday, August 21st, 2016, on two stages in downtown Nanaimo. I'm Kevin. What happens when a beauty queen encounters the ultimate art form in satirizing femininity and gender? Meet Anita D. In a mashup of drag performance and theater and dating advice, the show contains coarse language and sexual content. It was written by and stars bio queen Samantha Polyuk.
Hi there, my name's Samantha Polyuk, also known as Anita D, and I'm doing my drag show Busted at the Nanaimo Fringe Festival.
How did you come up with Anita D? What was the process, and where did you first, you might say, meet Anita D?
Anita came about during my solo show for my theater school graduation. I just graduated from Studio 58 in the spring, and to graduate from there, you have to do what's called a solo show, which is a show that you write, produce, do the lighting for, do the sound for, make the set for, costumes, act it, the whole thing. And it's your last chance to do whatever you want at Studio 58, so I decided to do drag, and that's how Anita D came about. And for The Fringe, I've just reworked my solo show. I've added a couple numbers. I've edited the format a bit, and that's what I'm doing here.
Being a woman playing a man who is acting or playing a woman makes you a bio queen.
That is very close to being accurate. Bio drag doesn't necessarily mean that I'm pretending to be a man pretending to be a woman. It just means that I'm a woman dressing up as a drag queen with those enhanced female features.
The hyper femininity that comes along with drag, or hyper masculinity in drag as well, in the opposite side of the spectrum, it says a few things about gender and about the way that people see one another, but you also see it as, let's say, not only an art form, but as social commentary.
It's definitely, it can be used to parody gender, and that is part of Anita's purpose, certainly, with some very specific numbers, not necessarily the ones that are in this show, but there are numbers where that comes across, sort of making fun or poking fun at what is deemed as feminine or beautiful or what a woman should look like or act like. Certainly that's part of her persona.
Have you had any pushback from particularly the gay community saying, you've stolen our art form? I've read things about this.
I am very lucky that I haven't experienced that personally. I have certainly read and heard of people who would say, you know, this is our place, this is our community, you don't fit here, this isn't a place for you, this is our art form. But I've also heard people who are just as much a part of the community saying, if you are going to exclude somebody from this community based on their gender, then you are missing the point of drag.
You made references toward the end of your performance this evening to your family, your drag family, you might say.
Yeah.
How much of that is based on your real experiences? Is it all based on your real experiences in your day-to-day living?
Everything in the show about my drag family is 100% true. My drag moms are Isolde and Baron and Peach Cobla from Vancouver, and they are... Isolde and Baron is called the Queen of East Van. Peach Cobla is the baddest bitch in the East. And they really did take me in and show me the ropes and introduce me to all the people that I now love and call family in Vancouver.
It was an extraordinary performance. Absolutely. And I have to say that you will learn something, which is the prediction that you made, I think, in your write-up, would probably be true for anyone.
No, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Yeah, it's... First and foremost, it's entertainment, but if you learn a little something about a different kind of lifestyle along the way, I'm thrilled to hear it.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just wanted to say thank you to you for offering to interview me. This was really fun, and I hope everybody gets out to see not only my show, but all the other shows at The Fringe. They all sound wonderful.
Samantha Polyuk, a.k.a. Anita D., thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
That was Samantha Polyak, who performs as Anita D. in Busted at the Nanaimo Fringe until Sunday, August 21st, 2016. Find out more about the Fringe online at nanaimofringe.com.
People First Radio is an initiative of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and broadcast on CHLY 101.7, radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the partnering organizations. Listen to People First Radio on demand. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpages.